Blog Talk Radio.
At last, my love has come along.
Dolly Miller Brennan.
Produced by CommunicationCreations.com.
And now your host, the notorious MJH.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Yes, it is me, the notorious MJH. And tonight we have with us Janice Marie and I believe Joe Schreibinger from the music group Jazz and More, along with our co-host, Dolly Miller Brennan. Hey, how are you doing tonight, Dolly? Okay. We'll check back with Dolly in a minute. So, Dolly, are you on there, or are you talking to somebody else?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, we can't hear you at all.
Can you hear me now?
Barely. Let me turn the music off. You're barely coming through. Okay, what's going on tonight, Dolly?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're very, very low, but we can hear you now.
Okay. I said Janice and Joe are dynamite, the most dynamite duo I've ever known. And you are the only one I've ever known with as much technical expertise as Joe. So I think this is a very good combination. You know, and Janice and they are Jazz and More. You know, I mean, they do everything. They do a great Ladies of Jazz show. They do the Ella show. They open for all kinds of groups. And they can tell you all about that, all about themselves.
Okay, are they here with us tonight?
They should be.
Okay, well, it's looking like just you and me, according to the switchboard right now.
Over 6 o'clock, I just assumed they were online with you.
Negative. Do you want me to play some music while you call and check on them or something?
I'll call and check on them on the other phone.
Okay, that song we heard coming in was Jasmine Moore called At Last. Fortunately, we have another track loaded up from Jasmine Moore. It's like a cover of Over the Rainbow. And I'm sure y'all are familiar with the song. It's just Jasmine Moore's version of it. It's pretty good. So we'll give that a listen while Dolly goes and tries to find Jasmine Moore to talk about the song. We'll be right back, everybody.
I'm bringing you.
Thank you. can't I? Those happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
But I don't know if I'd ever go so far as to stick rock cocaine up my butt.
I'm sorry, Dolly. What was that?
I heard that. I don't know if I'd ever go that far. Now they've got those airport scanners patting you down physically. I don't think you can get away with it. Depends on how invasive they are. I just talked to Janice, and she should be on the line. Is she on the line?
No, not yet.
Where the hell is she?
Well, what we can do is talk about our Black Friday promotion coming up on November 26th.
I just told you.
There's
I'm
always something
in.
To talk about on this show.
She had a problem getting
going
through.
Off topic now.
She had a problem getting through, and then she said she was calling in, so let me call her back. Okay, what about the Black Friday?
Well, I can go into that while you're trying to call her back, but
okay.
She has the right number, 718-506-1815.
Yep, that's what I gave her. 718-5.
Okay, let me, where the hell is my cell phone? Let me call in from my cell phone and see if I have any problems, because it might be a BTR glitch. I don't think so.
Okay, it is 718-560-1815.
718-506.
Oh, I got her the wrong number.
You gave her the wrong
number. I gave her 560. Okay.
No, it's 506. All right.
I've got you
we'll
programmed into my phone, and I thought my phone said 560, so I got you programmed in.
Dyslexic a little bit, are we?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, Black Friday, the Black Friday promotion we have coming up is last year was my first year doing it, and I made up a bunch of whole new handles, you know, for Twitter and Facebook and all that, and it went extremely well. We gained a lot of followers and stuff like that, and it was a success. But what had happened was that we've gotten a little bit of trouble for spamming because I did it from multiple accounts, and you're not supposed to do that apparently. So I cleared all that up, and this year we're going to do it right. So instead of having Amazon real-time, and also I got into a little thing with Amazon. I'm not supposed to be using their name on third-party websites and stuff, even though I'm an associate. And hey, I got a couple of emails about that. All that stuff is cleared up now. So what we're going to do this year, I'm going to broadcast all these, like when Amazon puts something on sale, and these can start as early as 4 a.m., and when Amazon puts something on sale, it's going to be like a lightning deal, and I'm going to alert you all through my Twitter and my Facebook and wherever else you might see me on the Internet. And being as we're getting ready for the holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, Thanksgiving, all the fun holidays, I love this time of year. So I don't know. I've been kind of anxious to play some Christmas music, and being that I have the opportunity right now, I'm thinking, hey, why not? And being that this is a jazz show, actually, this isn't jazz. It's more of a punk cover. But, yeah.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad,
Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
This just in to the MJH newsroom. Blog Talk Radio co-host Dolly Miller Brennan finally gives correct call-in numbers to guests, and they actually show up.
You know, I've got to tell you, that is my fault. I just had that eye surgery, and small print is very hard to see, and that was very small print on my phone. That's why I have you programmed.
I'm sorry,
in.
I shouldn't joke you then.
That's okay. I finally gave the right number, and she called in. I don't know if Jamis, is Joe
works.
With you?
No, I'm all by myself tonight, flying solo.
Oh. Okay, you're flying solo. Well, Janice is one of the most fantastic vocalists I've ever heard in my life, and the way I met her was I was on the air with Joe. Joe is a local radio personality, and I was co-hosting a show with him. He invited me, and then Janice was on there, and she was going to be at the Grand Opera House. And Joe said, well, sing something. She opened her mouth, and we looked at each other like, oh, my God, listen to that voice. And he said, hey, you want to sing with me Saturday night? And they've been together ever since. I mean, I think she's dynamite. And when it comes to Christmas music, she's got a couple of Christmas songs that are absolutely dynamite. And Italian music, I can't say enough. But Janice, go ahead and tell us about yourself, how you and Joe got started, and about your Ella Review and your Great Ladies of Jazz. And you and Joe have some programs going on, some KFIZ programs going on that maybe you can tell us about.
Oh, sure. Hey, hi.
I want you to meet a good
Hello,
friend
Janice.
Of mine.
Let me meet your friend, Dolly. I want to meet your friend.
This is Mike Hammer, the notorious MJH. As I say, when he puts the hammer down, everybody listen. And Mike has,
hi, Mike.
Yes, as much money
hey, it's very nice to meet you, Janice. Hold on, let me find my thingamajigger here. Okay, everybody, this is actually Janice Marie of are you the founder or co-founder of the music group Jazz and More?
And we are. I'm a co-founder.
Right now,
yeah, everything we
co-founder.
Do. Yep, absolutely. It's a tandem team there on music, so it's like
we
either Dumb and Dumber or you know, some of those great teams.
Oh, you guys are great together.
We fit right in.
We played your music. We understand you had some trouble calling in because you didn't have the correct phone number. So we understand. But we already played. We played It Last, and we played Over the Rainbow. Over the Rainbow, I guess that's obviously a cover, but At Last, I understand you wrote yourself?
No.
Or
no,
yourself?
No. Don't I wish. We would all be on an island somewhere right now bathing in the sun rather than in the cold.
Oh, I thought that was
no,
your music.
At Last was a huge hit. Actually, Etta James is the one that really brought that to the top.
Okay.
But everyone's just in the world is about recorded At Last, at least from a, you know, a jazz venue. It's a beautiful song. Yeah,
tell us about
your
Great Ladies of Jazz programs.
Oh, the Great Ladies of Jazz is my second favorite program. There's only one thing that I really enjoy more than singing, and that's talking. So I managed to come up with this concept to put these shows together where I can talk and sing. So I am like in total heaven whenever we get to present one of the either Forever Ella or the Great Ladies of Jazz. But I went back in history and listening to music, and I actually handpicked my favorite 13 ladies of jazz. And I do them chronologically, and I start way back, and chronologically to their birth, and I go all the way back to 1896 with Ethel Waters when she was born, and go up to Etta James is the baby of the crowd, up into the 50s, and that's we do about one song or two songs from each of the ladies in the show, but what's fun is that I get to just talk a little bit about each of them. And it could be something, it may be a musical style that they're just known for. It could be an interesting, something in their life that's, a little bit unique and different that maybe the general public isn't aware of. And it's just it's like a two-set show. We can go for about an hour each set and take an intermission. And it's just a very fun show with just a lot of great music. I mean, when you have those 13, incredible women like, Billie Holiday, Sarah, you just keep going through the list. There's just, Rosemary Clooney. They all have just fabulous stories and fabulous music. So it's just a fun show. Everybody really enjoys it. And my pet show, my favorite project, actually is we do just a complete show just on Ella Fitzgerald. And I have totally been taken in by this woman. She is truly my hero, my mentor, and I love her and would have given anything to get to know her. Unfortunately, by the time I started learning about her, she was already singing with the angels, so it just didn't work out that way. But she's one of the most incredible women that I've ever heard of, and I spent a good 6 months just researching her life story. Let's even step aside from the music, just watching the ups and downs that she went through as a person. And that's kind of the message of the story. When we do the show, I always tell everybody up front, you're going to hear some of the best music ever composed or ever recorded today. But really, when everything is said and done, the reason we say forever Ella, it's not just because of her music. It's because of the woman that she was. She was so strong and just a great role model in everything. She came back from so many negative situations that were thrown at her life, from losing, never knowing her father, to losing her mother, to abuse from a stepfather, to just up and down, being a black woman at a time when that was, trying to lead an orchestra at a time when you had to walk in through the back doors, you couldn't even go in the front. And, she just rose above everything that was in her way and just kept saying, I was going to be someone someday, and she was. My God, she's the First Lady of Song. So that's a wonderful show, and I'm very passionate about that show when I tell her story. And I tear up at every darn show, even to date, after like 5 or 6 years of doing this show. Every time I get to the part where I have to go through the part where she actually passes on, I still tear up and I feel like I lost a friend again. So it's just a wonderful show. So those are the two shows that we do.
What about the KFIZ programs that you're looking at now?
You know what? This is a fun thing. It really, and it's, Joe was approached. Joe had his, radio show on KFIZ forever. And, he's like Mr. Radio in that area. And the radio station actually approached him and asked them if we would be interested in taking over their entertainment and their DJ service. Well, I have to tell you, saying the word DJ to a live musician is like, suck all my blood out, but there's no way. I mean, it's like they just don't go hand in hand. I'm sorry. It just didn't fly. But, what also happened is because Joe and I, we perform and we do everything. I mean, Dolly, you've seen us. We do everything from Buffett to Fleetwood Mac to, Ella Fitzgerald to, the big band swing to Patsy Cline. I mean, we can pretty much appease anyone's musical taste on any given night, depending on the setting that we're in.
You're very kind to me. You always do some Jimmy Buffett, and Rosemary Clooney.
Yes, we give
and
you
some, and some
Italiano,
Billy
Mambo
Holiday.
Italiano. That's true.
Yeah. That.
Yeah, we got to go there. But we would get hired to play like the cocktail reception for a wonderful wedding, and every time we would be packing up the equipment at the end of the cocktail hour, we would be seeing the music for the night, which most often, unfortunately, weddings have gone to getting DJ services. We would see the DJ setting up, and we're going like, we're here already. Why do we have to go home now? We're the musicians. So we actually took the DJ service. We've revised the name. We want to call it a DJ experience, and added our live music act to the whole mix, which makes us very unique and the only one that we're aware of, at least in our state, that that's offering this. But we're looking for weddings and corporate events that want to have that programmed DJ music at some point. But or people can't decide, should we get a live band, should we get a DJ? And we're the solution because we're both. And Joe and I have been performing for, over 40 years. I hate to admit that, but we have, because we started before we were born. And we are, number one, we're entertainers. That's what we do. And just because it's, I might not be singing every song live doesn't mean I can't entertain to it. And we've taken on this wonderful opportunity. And what's fun is that I get to meet with people, like on the weddings that we've been connected with have been just a pleasure. Oh, my God, joyous, just wonderful. Because you sit down with this young couple or even an older couple that's looking at spending the rest of their lives together, and you get to pick their brains to see what kind of music would really make their event complete. And we put together a night that they'll always remember, that they'll never forget. We factor in some you know, entertaining little things along with just playing the music. We can play live for the cocktails. You know, we can, a lot of the weddings we go back and forth, play live part, you know, we'll DJ some of the music and, you know, just give them what they want. You know, what do you like? How much you want live? How much do you want, you know, recorded? Some of them want it all recorded music. You've got it, you know, but you're not going to stop us from being entertainers. And we just did a wedding a little while back and, you know, threw in this little, you know, skit with it. But Joe had this incredible sound of a real chainsaw in action. And I happened to find this little Home Depot toy version of a chainsaw, and the bride and groom used it to cut their cake. I mean, it was with the whole chainsaw effects going on. I mean, so we make it a fun thing. So we're looking forward to, you know, the first night of the rest of their lives with some people. Yeah, having fun with them and truly giving them things that, you know, they're not going to see everywhere else, and just making it
fun. So we're seeing that live entertainment is taking a new turn.
So you still play the chicken dance?
We can play the chicken dance.
Oh, God, yes.
We've
got to do the chicken dance.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? It's really funny because when you do set up the weddings, you know, there's all these, you know, the new dances and stuff that, you know, that they want that are a lot of fun and everything. But it's amazing how people always go, we have to have the chicken dance for the little kids, you know. And I know darn well,
well
it's really
the wedding
for the adults.
The chicken dance?
Yeah, that's right.
It's traditional.
Absolutely.
It's traditional. Damn it, you have to do it.
Yeah, and we always, like, we start out, like, we'll start it out because we'll do that live. We'll start out really slow, and I always let them know that this is, you know, the nursing home version of the chicken dance. And then when we get to the end of it, it's kind of like the nursing home on crack, you know. And we make sure no one throws their back out in the process. But, yeah, those are, you know, you have to do those things. And, you know, what I really fought against all those years, you know what, if you want to stay in the industry, and, you know, music has been my passion. It's my soul. It's what makes me tick. And, you know, if it meant having to go this route, you know, to stay active and stay busy and, you know, here we are. But we're going to take it to the next level, and we're going to make it fun. We're going to make it entertaining. It's not just someone sitting behind a table with a lot of stuff on a computer. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that. You know, I'm out front. I'm dancing. I'm walking. I'm talking. And, you know, I'm learning how to do, you know, all the new dances and stuff that's out there. So it's kind of fun. I love it. The cha-cha slide and, you know, and Charlie Brown.
So we're looking at a really new trend in entertainment. Aren't we?
Yeah.
We're looking at something aside from the traditional entertainment, the live entertainment. We're looking at combining these two areas. So,
absolutely.
Kind of,
and like I said, I'm the only one. We're the only ones that I can think of right now that are doing that. So we're looking for leads. Come on, pass us your leads. Everybody knows someone that's getting married somewhere along the line, and we're there for them. So,
if I can ever find a woman who can put up with me long enough to get married, you're hired.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that. Now I have to find
somebody, right?
Have
it. I'm trying to get him to get married and have babies because we're behind on the population.
So, I'm guessing, Mike, that means that Dolly has already, she won't put up with you. Is that the problem here?
Well, Dolly can put up with me fine for an hour a night, but when it's a 24-hour day thing, a day in and day out thing, I don't.
He needs to go out and find a nice girl and get married and have babies and have more little MJHs running around. I'm trying to.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to
trying
work
to
on
tell
that
him
room.
He's got to go out and find someone and get married and have babies.
That's
you
true.
Know, Janice, you've done some. You've also done some openings. You've played for some large groups in Milwaukee, I know, and other places.
Yeah,
some
sure.
real benefits. Can you tell us about some of those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We love. You know what's really funny is, and maybe to understand the place that I'm at in music right now, it's really it's fun. It's I'm at such a great place. That I can actually say that really music is my life. I had the other job where I was like the musician at night, and for 33 years I was in corporate America and still managed to always find at least my weekends, you know, to do my passion and raise three kids. I don't know how I did that all, but somehow we got there, right? So, but, you know, my early days, I mean, I started in a rock band in high school, and, I mean, in the Milwaukee area, the big festival is Summerfest, and it sounds so ridiculous, but I was playing at Summerfest in 1970. Come on. I was a baby. And I was there rocking out, and it was, like, so much fun. And went through the different phases as music changed and went into country rock and did the blues, fronted a blues band for I don't know how many years. And, you know, how I ended up really enjoying or, I should say, investigating and finding how much it's really meant for my voice is the jazz scene, the traditional jazz scene. I found myself just scatting while I was doing blues, and I had no idea where that was coming from. I'm like, what is that? It just came out.
Oh, she's wonderful in scatting. I can attest to that.
Yeah, it was so weird, though. You know, I'm out there saying, you know, oh, your mama don't love you. You know, I would scat. I mean, it was weird. It just kind of came naturally. It just progressed. So we ended up, I ended up falling in love with the whole jazz scene and, you know, and changing my whole direction. And because of that, we were really blessed with some wonderful opportunities to perform at some great jazz festivals. And, I mean, those are just, you know, they're gems, each and every one of them, because it's not only you have the opportunity to share, you know, what you love to do, but just, you know, the other people that are there. You know, it's, like, really cool because you get to see other great musicians at the same thing. But we have an incredible jazz festival called the Kettle Moraine Jazz Festival right in the West Bend area, and I've been fortunate enough to perform twice in that. And just, you know, the La Crosse Jazz Festival. That festival had a history of like 30-some years, and it was more like, I want to call it like Delta Jazz. It was like Delta Blues crossed over, Dixieland. I mean, and they had artists
in there.
You gotta love it. You know, yeah, they pull up from New Orleans and all up and down the Mississippi River, you know, just great, wonderful music. And Joe and I had the opportunity the second last year that the festival was still in existence that we actually headlined for 3 days. And we had such a great time there. Oh, my God, it was just so much fun. But, you know, we do a lot of the other, you know, conventions and things going on. The EAA is a big convention thing in the area. We all know that. And we were lucky to be there 4 times last summer. And just, you know, this Jazz in the Park in Milwaukee, you know, just you name it. A lot of cultural centers, you know, the cultural centers and the art centers, performing arts centers, you know, are a great home for the theater production type things like Forever Ellen, the Great Ladies of Jazz. And but, you know, when it comes right down to it, we don't care what or who we're playing for as long as we can play, because music is what we do and what we are. So
Janice,
kind of the...
Can you tell us about some of the Christmas music you do? That is, I don't know if it would work for you to sing one of these songs, but my God, you've got some that is just amazing.
I don't know. You know, everyone laughs at me. I know like a gazillion songs, and they all go, how do you know all the words? Do you know the one thing that I never remember the words to are Christmas songs? Don't remember the words. I always
Santa
have
baby.
My cheat book at Christmas time. It's like kind of funny. But yeah, I have... I mean, I love the Christmas music. It is my very favorite time of year, and we are always incredibly busy in the month of December, obviously, because there's like the private parties and corporate parties, and you know, people want to have their little holiday, you know, things going on. So you know, we get to play quite an array of the music, and actually, Miss Dolly, I think it's December 1st. We'll be at the Wendover, so that's
well, I have to
that's
be there.
Yeah,
do you recall the words to Santa
quick.
Baby?
I have to look them up here.
That
I
is one of my
up.
Very favorites
right
by you.
Talking.
It's just amazing.
Santa Baby? That is a fun
there's
song.
Any way to email the, I'm sorry. Excuse me. If there's any way to email me the MP3 real quick, I could put it on the broadcast.
Wonderful.
I don't have that recorded.
Well, wait a minute. I probably
okay.
do. Let me look. Let me give. Okay, while you're talking, I will
yes.
get this out and see if I can send that to you. You know, because I've got you on. I don't know if
Mike,
I have.
Where are you at? Where am I? Who am I talking? Where am I talking to you at?
Well, I'm in Wisconsin.
I'm in
Mike's in Virginia.
Virginia.
You're in Virginia. Oh, I was going by the area code. China. Why don't I know that area code? Okay.
Well, we have 757 now. It used to be 80. Oh, yeah. The 718 number, that's actually New York, but that's the studio line.
Okay.
So I'm actually broadcasting from Virginia Beach. The 718, that's New York, but I'm not in New York. It is kind of weird.
I want to be in Virginia Beach. That sounds like a lot better place to be.
Let me see if I can pull this up
nice
for y'all.
Place.
Okay, what can I pull up?
I've heard
here?
Wonderful yeah. things about Virginia Beach. I always have. I've never,
okay.
you've never been there. I've been to a lot of places.
Where are you at located in the great United
I'm
States
a,
here?
In a little bit north of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I'm
oh, so you're
north.
Over near Dolly, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys
yeah.
know each other personally, okay.
Yeah, we've worked together many times, and Joe would invite me to co-host with him, and that's how I met Janice. Janice, I don't have your Christmas music. I have Free Bird, Forbidden Love, Bad Love, What You See, Some Kind of Inspiration, One Room, God Bless a Child, Designated Driver.
Let's do
Lady
One Room.
The Blue.
That's fun.
Do One Room.
That's a fun song. Yeah,
okay,
my CD is called Forbidden Love, and 8 of the songs I did write. And this is one of them, and it's just kind of a, the
Mike,
CD's kind of eclectic.
Mike, where do I send this?
Okay, yeah, as soon as you email it to me, it takes a couple minutes to process. But
what email is that? Is that the one on Facebook?
MGHmobilemedia@gmail.com. That's the quickest one.
Okay, let's get this in here.
And Janice, do you have a website?
Do not have a website.
Oh, that's why I can't find it.
You know,
you can't find me.
Joe's capable of doing that, and so is my daughter. If Joe doesn't do it, I'll have my daughter set it up for you.
We're like holdouts. We put everything we do. We have an email that's just local. You know, when we're performing out and stuff, we have like close to 1,000 email addresses on it. And we send that out to everybody for our gigs and update them. About every couple of weeks, we send a little newsletter out. And we've done that. And we do post everything on Facebook, and we communicate with people that way. And we've just been the holdout on the website. Don't have a real particular reason.
Having problems getting this to go through to him. Let's see.
I'm getting excited enough. You were talking about the Christmas music. We have this, a sing-along book, sing-along with Janice Marie, and it's kind of fun. And we take them to our gigs in the month of December because we get everybody to always sing along, and that's always a good time. So I'm going to
have to start
printing.
Yeah, I love Christmas music. And it's nice to have a break from it because if you heard it all year long, it's like pretty much the same repertoire the whole, But, you get that break during summertime, and then by the time it rolls back around Thanksgiving, that you start listening to it again, and it's like, oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, as long as they don't start it too early, right?
I can't wait this year. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, but I'm already starting to play it. I've been holding back for a week or two already.
Okay, let's see if this goes through.
I can tell you a little bit about my partner, Joe. He just kind of blew me away. I mean, I've always, been the singer with a band. I back in high school, it was me and 5 guys, So from the beginning, I've always been one of the guys. I'm just one of the guys. Mm-hmm. And then you went through all your, 3-piece, 4-piece, but all of a sudden, and it was in 2000, when did I meet him? 2005, I think, 2005, like Dolly said, the call came out of the blue, and I just went up and sat in on the radio show, and he said, we're going to be in your area Saturday night, are you working? And so I showed up, and it was hysterical, because we were such a natural. We were working on our 60th year together, and I can count on one hand the times we've rehearsed. It is. He's such a phenomenal musician. He loves to play Stump the Band, and he's the whole band. But he plays, Mike, I love this, he plays an old, a Technique organ, a big old 300-pound organ. And he's down there kicking bass pedals with his left foot, doing drum changes with his right foot, and he's got 2 keyboards. And he sounds like, the whole Glenn Miller Orchestra, puts everybody in the mood when we get into our swing crowds and dance crowds and stuff. And he's just fabulous. I miss my bass. He does incredible toe bass. Let's call it toe bass. But, bass guitar was always my favorite instrument in a band. I just loved bass lines. And I played the big bass fiddle in the high school orchestra. That was my instrument. So I just always loved, I had every bass solo memorized from all the years with the bands and stuff. And it was weird not having a bass player. I could live without the drummer and, have the Joe do the drums, but the bass bothered me. But he is so phenomenal. I can't believe... He can't be right. He's not normal, because how can you have your feet going one way, left foot playing bass, your other foot hitting drum changes, and then both your hands running up and down a keyboard doing different things? That's like a real sane person could never do that, I don't think.
I believe that's what you call dexterity, but I don't have that much of it.
Oh, See, I always tell him he's just not right. He's not. He's crazy.
He is phenomenal. And what amazes me is, one, he has a voice like an angel, and one, he doesn't read music. I mean, my brother was a musician and didn't read music either. And he's phenomenal. Yes, he's just phenomenal.
I don't read music either. That's why we were kind of scary together in the beginning when we both realized that neither one of us could really read music.
There was always the best musicians. My brother was a, you know, he was a jazz musician, and he played every instrument, wind instrument there was. He played saxophone,
yeah,
clarinet,
cool.
Trumpet, trombone. He played the piano, and
sure,
he sang
sure.
like an angel.
Well, I know it was really funny when we did went in the studio to do Forbidden Love, and eight of the songs were originals. Now, my original scores of these songs are, you know, my very elementary chord, I wrote out the chord charts, but they're the chords according to Juice. According to Janice Marie.
That's what we call her, is Juice.
Yeah,
that's
we call me Juice.
Forever.
And it was so funny because all of a sudden I'm working with these real studio musicians, and the best of the best. I was really ever so blessed to end up with the guys I had in there. And they had to rewrite the charts, and the guy that owned the studio and co-produced everything told me what I should really do is get a bunch of frames, and I'd just take one wall, and I should frame my chart next to the real one. He said it would be a very funny wall of music because they look nothing alike. You know, what I said was, you know, like a C minor seventh turned out to be some kind of thing. I can't even, you know, tell you what it is. But I can play, and I knew what I was playing, and I play the same every time I play it. I just didn't know exactly what the chords were. So they had to figure out my figuring out. So,
Mike, did you get the one I sent?
Yes, I did. I'm uploading it now.
Okay.
Yeah, and what you're gonna hear, I should have picked him with an awesome piano, the player that I brought up. Oh, Chuck. He's from New Orleans.
What one do you want?
We might have time for another one if Tyler wants to email.
Sure, what one do you want?
Oh, okay, let's do, do Freebird. That has just rock and piano once it kicks in.
And also we want to get...
Freebird, the Leonard Skinner song?
No, this is my Freebird, not Leonard Skinner's
Freebird. But it's the Leonard Skinner Freebird song. It's not a different Freebird song.
And
it's a different Freebird song.
Let's hear that.
It is a different Freebird song.
We want to make sure that we get the time, and I'm sure Mike does too, wants to get the time in you to be able to... People tell how to get a hold of you and Joe and how to book you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, I'm going to send this along, and you want
Freebird. Actually, I'm about to extend the show since we started late. No commitment to stick around, but if we do run long, I don't want just to get a cut off, so I'm going to go ahead and extend it. Then, even if you guys have to go, we can still play, you know, we can end it with Freebird and just let that play out.
Oh, you're a good guy, Mike. I can't believe that you haven't found this is right yet.
He has the technical expertise that Joe does. He really does.
Oh, another guru. I love that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Love it. Yeah,
the
song Freebird is kind
of... more of a geek.
No,
geek.
You're not.
You're a musical geek squad? One of those guys? I am
I keep telling him where our race is going down. Get out there, find a girl, get married, and have babies.
And have Janice play at her wedding.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'll play at the childbirth. I don't care. Joe and I will play for anything. We've done a couple divorce parties.
He's also half Indian.
Oh.
And my tribe.
That is very cool.
And so we've got the one bird.
Some technical stuff.
Okay, so we got the one room, and then we've got the free bird is on its way through.
One room.
I just got the free bird, so I have to upload that. That'll take a few more minutes, but one room, it should be ready to go here in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can listen to one room while we're still talking, and we can play Free Bird on the way out.
Okay, sounds good. One room was fun. All the songs were fun in the studio. Oh, I started talking to you about Chuck, the guy from New Orleans. I love New Orleans. Oh, my God, I used to just die to go down there. Yeah, I know. And I was leaving town, and my girlfriend and I took a cab. We ran into Margaritaville, and there was this wonderful little old man singing blues, and he was probably about 120 years old, and he was just phenomenal. But the guy behind the piano was, like, totally, insane on the keys. I have never seen anyone chew up keys like I saw this guy do. I was just, couldn't even talk. He was amazing. And they took a break, but we had to leave. And it was just the timing, and you wonder about being at the right place at the right time. There are no coincidences. I'm one of those. I believe in that. He just said, I asked him, I said, so what does a girl have to do to get a gig in this town? And he says, what do you do? And I said, I sing. And he said, why don't you come up and sing? I said, I got to leave now. Well, it was so funny. The next night, that was a Sunday. Monday night, he's calling me up in Wisconsin already. And we just started this, you know, getting to know each other over the phone. And then if I would go down there or he'd be on the road, he'd be in Chicago, I'd go down and meet up with him or whatever. And I always told him, when I do my CD, you're playing the keys. I couldn't do it without you. And he kept saying, you're never going to do it. And he just kept pimping me really bad. And they were him and Mem Shannon is a great artist that Chuck was playing for from New Orleans. They were in Chicago. Went to see him, went back to my friend's house, and 3 in the morning he calls me and he says, I just want to tell you one thing. You never are going to do that CD. And he got me so bad, I hung up the phone, I said, I'm doing it now. And that started the plans. And so, but the deal was, I flew him up, he was up here 3 days for arrangements, and then flew him up for a whole week for the bed tracks. And he just laid some incredible keyboard stuff down. Now, one room doesn't reflect that, but when you hear Freebird, you'll know what I'm talking about.
What song does reflect it?
Yeah, Freebird. Freebird has some really hot piano at the end. It starts out slow, the way I originally wrote it, but he picked up on it, and he really just kicks butt on the
I was always a Ramsey Lewis fan, so I love the keyboard.
Yeah, he's really just an awesome guy. Now, you know, ever since Katrina, I've lost him. I don't even know what part of the world he is in. I'm so sad. I don't know where he is. I'm hoping we will catch up with each other
one
today.
One room, candles in the rain. It was one room. No one had a name. There was thunder. There was lightning in the air. In that one room with just you and me there. It was one room. You made me feel at ease in that one room. Your gentle touch, it breathed. There was music. Well, the music really filled the air in that one room with just you and me there. And I could easily have just said no.
You are listening to the MJH Experience on Blog Talk Radio.
And that was One Room by Jazz and More. And for those of you just tuning in, we actually have Janice Marie, co-founder of Jazz and More, here in the studio with us, along with her co-host, Dahlia Miller-Brennan. Hey, that was very good there, Janice. I really
like
that.
You like that? That was a true story. All my music is true stories. That's why it's dangerous. I write songs and then everybody knows everything about me.
Janice and Mike, I have connected you already. I've connected the three of you, Janice, Mike, and Joe. You're all connected on Facebook, so if you look in your friends, you'll find each other.
Oh,
and then
cool.
Mike can find all of the events then through that you're doing, because I connected you all quite some time ago. So you're all three connected to each other.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dahlia.
And the One Room is a great song.
And I'm currently in the process of uploading Freebird.
Now, Janice, have you made a Christmas album yet? You were going to.
No, it's not done yet.
Okay.
It will be.
That would be,
I promise.
Awesome.
It is Christmas time. What are you waiting for? Christmas? Come on.
I guess.
What do you call those four-song CDs? Put out one of those.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is that we could probably still pull that off, because Joe can do most of that.
Call it.
I love her Santa Baby. There's another one you do, Janice, that you like real well that I like. And then your Ave Maria, but just brings tears to your eyes.
Yeah,
That's one of my favorites. Ave Maria and O Holy Night, those are my two favorite Christmas songs.
It would be nice if we could go out with Janice singing a little bit of Ave Maria. I mean, she will bring tears to your eyes. She is so fantastic, as she knows I'm one of her biggest fans. I love working with her. And then she always sings the Mambo Italiano, and she knows I like that. So, but that Ave Maria will bring tears to your eyes when she sings. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, I think we need to wait till we get closer to Christmas for that.
And you need to also tell us a little bit about how people can contact you and Joe. How can they contact you?
Well, that's important. Yeah. Well, you know what? Our email addresses are right out there. You can find us on Facebook by just typing in Janice Marie. Joe's Facebook name is Joe Scheibinger. That's a mouthful. It's Scheibinger. And I can give our phone numbers. We're always open to, people giving us a jingle.
And if
Joe's number.
They could also, Mike has our information up on his page. They can, can also contact me or Mike, and we will get that information to you also. So.
Awesome. We appreciate that. Yeah,
so
his
phone
number, Joe's number, 920-237-1450-1450. And my number is area code 262-689-9113. And email address for me is it's Janice Marie, so it's J-A-N-I-C-E. I'm the Janice where it's the N-I-C-E in it, so it's really easy to remember because I'm really nice. So it's Janice Marie, J-M-S, at AOL.com.
Okay, so we have the emails and we have the phone numbers so people can get in touch with you and Joe. And they can also, because, I'm in your proximity, and they can contact me. They can also contact Mike, because Mike is going to have the information. So anyone that wants to book you has multiple ways in which to do so.
I like it.
I'll actually post
that
information on the show page.
Okay.
So when people listen to the show, they can actually look and see that information.
See what I told you about? What you telling about him, Janice? He's technically efficient like Joe is.
That's I'm envious, but I'm too lazy to take the time to learn. So all you have to do is put yourself in the middle of people that can do that stuff, and then you never have to learn it. That's the secret. I am so good at that.
Surround yourself.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Mike. Oh, my gosh. Dolly's been trying to cook this thing up for quite a while, and we're finally here.
Well, I connected you
fun.
Three on Facebook for quite a while because I thought the three of you would have something in common, and now we're finding out that you do.
Yeah, I love it. Well, we're right around the corner here to the time. I want to make sure I get a happy Thanksgiving off to both of you and to the listeners, of course.
Well, and we also, I'd spoken with Mike, and he's agreed, because after all, he has the board. He has a technical expertise that you're taking the first Tuesday of every month to catch us up on what you have going. And dyslexic Dolly has finally gotten the right phone number to you, so
you shouldn't have
that problem again. And Micah said you could take the first Tuesday of every month. So to keep us abreast of where you're at and what you're doing, and if you get your new Christmas CD out and how people can get a hold of that CD.
Oh, sure, sure. Oh, wonderful. Oh, this will be fun. We have so much to talk about.
A lot
to
talk about.
Is that Tuesdays
or Thursdays?
Tuesday night. Tonight is Thursday.
But normally it wouldn't be Thursday. It would be the first Tuesday of every month because Reverend Rife has commitments on the first Tuesday. So he has.
Okay. I got you.
Remember
That's Reverend Rife tonight. Okay. All right. Okay. I got you.
So I have to tell you something while we're talking about this, guys. December, that's probably going to be a little tough because I'm looking here at our schedule and I see the first three Tuesdays we are booked.
Okay.
And
well,
it's during the time of
good.
The shows,
that's
actually.
Good.
The 7th, the 14th, and the 21st, we actually have engagements, and we will be performing at the time that we're just sharing our talking
Well, then
here.
What we can do is we can work off-air together, and the three of us can work together and work out a time and a day for you.
Alrighty.
Are those public events? Do you want to plug those events? Are they public or
actually, you know, December is a month full of private parties. I mean, that's pretty, especially the weekday ones, and those all happen to be actually most of December is private party work. So, it's not gonna do a whole lot of good to plug those, but in the future, when we have stuff going on, we'll make sure to let you know and we'll get you all that good info.
Okay.
All you have to do is email it, Mike.
If you need a web designer, I'm available. I mean, I don't charge much or anything. I'm not really trying to sell you anything. But if you need some help in that area, you know, I could do that for you.
Okay.
He is really
technically expert.
Okay.
And then we're going to hear Freebird. That's what I was just about to say. I can do everything except to get this Freebird to come up. It's giving me a hard time. It should be processing here in a few minutes. If you'd like to do some acapella in the meantime, feel free.
Oh, let's all sing together.
Oh, my God, Janice, you know I can't sing.
Come on, let's have some
fun. I don't have a degree in music. Mine are in other areas. You know that.
I'd be willing to try,
but I may not know the song. What song are you...
I was thinking we were going to do like a Christmas song. We were talking about that.
Well, Ave Maria is your song. No one can compete with you on that. So if you sang a little Ave Maria, we could sit here and cry while you sang it because I don't think anybody can compete with you
on
that.
I don't know the worst Ave Maria because it's in Latin.
Right, I know that. But, you know, Ave Maria, guys, you don't have that piano backing, you know, that loses so much. But
what can you sing that won't lose a lot then?
Okay. Let's do. Hey, this is one that it's seasonal. It's not so Christmassy, but you guys will know some of the words. So let's do Let It Snow, which I should choke while I'm saying, because we still have 50 degree weather here today, and I'm really liking that, and it can stay like that. That's fine with me. But we can do. Oh, the weather outside
that's
is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Okay, Mike, your turn.
Janice.
Let's do the one we finally kiss goodnight part. What? No.
You know, in graduation, when everybody's just not wearing any clothes or robes, and, you know, as soon as we graduate, we'll flash everybody, and everybody wears clothes except for, hey, guess what? We're not singing.
I can't sing.
You're not flashing
you
your voices out there? Is that what you're getting at?
You know what I should do? I should contact Reverend Rife and have him call in and sing with you.
Oh, we'll have to do that sometime. That would be nice.
Because have you got a minute?
You know, when we talk before, if we get to talk before the holidays, I have a song that I wrote about 911.
Oh, my goodness
right
gracious. Thanks a lot, Mirandy Jean.
You.
He also has one on 911.
Yeah, that is, you know what, that's
like
a really
like
cool song. It was, and I sang it at Christmas in our church, and I have to tell you, it wasn't just me that fell apart, everybody in church fell apart, but it's about remembering, because, you know, 911 is obviously September, and then you're already in December, and it's really about the feelings like 3 months later and the people that were left and, you know, the things. And it's a song that we won't forget. We'll never forget. But it's like never forgetting during the holidays.
Well, we can work out some joint shows.
Yeah.
Like you said,
we'll
somebody's singing with you. We'll work out some joint shows where we can sing together.
Cool. That would be
really awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that song, well, both ideas. The end of the song sound really awesome.
Yeah.
So how's Freebird coming?
It's ready to go. Are you all ready
to
get out of here? Okay, well, all right, everybody. This has been MJH. What's my name? This week. This is Michael Hammer, a.k.a. Mike Hammer, a.k.a. MJH, a.k.a. the Notorious J.H. No, I'm just kidding. This is MJH, and we're talking with Janice Marie, co-founder from the Jazz Musical Group, Jazz and More, and also with our co-host, Dolly Miller Brennan. And everybody, you don't have a website. I was about to plug your website. Your Facebook page, just search for Janice Marie, and you guys know where to find us. And when you go to the show page, I'll post the – she read off her phone number. I got to play this back, and I'll catch that phone. Read the phone – go ahead with your phone number one more time there, Janice. And
phone number is 262-689-9113. 262-689-9113, and email Janice Marie, JMS, at AOL.com. Those are all good places. And don't forget Joe. Oh, Joe's email is a good one, backstagelive@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of him there. And hopefully next time Joe will be able to join us.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Janice Marie. Great job, both of you guys. Marie and Donnie Miller Brennan, thank you both so much. And we're going to get out with you wrote this version of Freebird.
This is my Freebird, yeah. It's a Freebird. Another true story, you know.
Well, I have to leave with a parting word that I always leave with. Don't stick any crack cocaine up your butt.
Oh, Dolly.
The white stuff wasn't mine.
Well, that's something that Mike and I did. You've got to hear that sometime.
Well, actually, you know what, Dolly? That's really no problem because, like, right here, where is it? I already played it one time tonight while we were waiting for
I don't know if I'd ever go so far as stick rock cocaine up my butt. This was a story that Mike found in Bradenton, Florida, where my girlfriend Debbie lives, about an individual, dumb crook, where he had been arrested and they took him in and he had weed and rock cocaine up his butt. He said the weed was his, but he didn't know where the rock cocaine came from.
So
we never let that die.
It was kind of like somebody left some car, but they left rock cocaine in his butt. So it was pretty funny.
Sure. It's like you walk by and say, hey, there's a rock. Stick some rock cocaine in it.
I think that's one of those things you have to be there.
I found a carton of Marlboros in my butt this morning. Don't know where they came from.
Oh,
right,
stupid
ladies,
criminals? One of the stupid criminal jokes here?
Yeah, it is. It really happened.
Well, God bless you all. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving,
you too.
And thank you. It was
thank
wonderful
you.
Meeting you, Mike.
Somebody's breaking up. Somebody's trying to say something, but they're breaking up.
I'm not breaking up.
No, and I'm not either.
And our co-host Brennan, and for both of them, Emma. Peace, God bless. Everybody have a great night and even greater day tomorrow. Here is Free by Jazz and More.
Thank you.
Hello? Is anybody there?